Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 40th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I won't forget this day to what we talked about a few weeks ago, and it's so true. Sarah didn't want some ungodly influence upon her child. And I mentioned about us as parents and grandparents, how we have to be careful who we allow our children or grandchildren to associate with. We tend to think that they'll bring these kids up or, you know, bring them to the light, but most of the time they bring them down, if you understand what I'm saying, to where they are. Instead of bringing them to the Lord, they bring those godly children out back into the world. I said something to somebody the other day. It's so true. Show me your friends, and I will show you your future. And Sarah knew something about that. And, of course, that's why you have to get Ishmael away from our son Isaac, because of his influence and all. Well, in verse number 6, Abraham sent them away from Isaac. Now, he did give them things. It talks about gifts. It most likely was things of money, sheep, to kind of give them an adequate, a good head start on their life, like a good father would, you know, kind of like divvy up the pot and, okay, this will help you get started in your business. Here's some sheep and all. I understand, get them a good start in life. But the majority, the very bulk of the inheritance, everything went to Isaac. And then we get to verse number 7. That's where I'm going to spend the rest of my time, verse number 7 and verse number 8. Okay. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 115 years. So that's 175 years. So from the time Isaac died to his death, Abraham lived another 35 years. From 140 years when Isaac was born, when he married, to when Abraham died, that's 35 years that he married Keturah, and he had these six sons in all those last 35 years of his life. Abraham died at 175 years of age. He's mentioned 70 times in the New Testament, Abraham. Only Moses is mentioned more times in the New Testament. Moses is mentioned 80 times. Matter of fact, Moses is mentioned more than anybody as far as Old Testament saints, by far, in the Bible. Well, Abraham was mentioned 70 times in the New Testament. And it's interesting, look in verse number 8. And we'll finish in verse number 9, half of verse number 9. Then Abraham gave up the ghost. He's 175 years of age. And died in a good old age. An old man. Now, before we go any farther, remember the longevity of life has decreased. Adam, when he passed away, was 935 years. Methuselah was 969 years. And you see about Noah, how old he was, and all his sons. But you notice during the years, the length of days started getting shorter. Here he was at 175. I think today the average age is 72, 73 years of age, they say. And if somebody lives to be 72 and they pass on, they say, well, he lived to be a good old ripe years or something. You know, here the Bible talks about that about Abraham, where he died in a good old age. I like that. An old man in full years. What does that mean, full years? Literally, his life was full. Okay. He received everything God wanted him to have. It was full. God had blessed him. So he didn't waste years like many of us waste years. There's this old song we used to sing back in Grandma's church. Wasted years, wasted years. Oh, how foolish. Y'all remember that song? Wasted years. Well, they couldn't say that much about Abraham when he got right with God. He said, he was full of years, pleasing God with his life, a man of faith, full of years. And then verse number 9, and his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah. And they remember that is where his wife Sarah was buried. This was the only piece of property that Abraham ever owned. We talked about that in the life of Abraham. God promised him a lot of things and all, but a great country and all, but he didn't own any property except for this cave. He had his own burial ground, if you will. And this is where they placed him. It's interesting to see that in verse number 9, that Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah. Last time we saw anything about Ishmael, him and Isaac didn't get along very well. Sent him away. But yet, we see that with the death of Abraham, that relationship was somehow at least bonded together for a short time. It made me think, isn't it true that sometime in death, families who have been fighting and squabbling at death, oftentimes that kind of brings them together, and brothers and sisters or other people who are so, they look at it, why are we really fighting? You know, life is so short. And we're struggling. And this is what happened to Ishmael and Isaac. They were at odds with one another, but yet their relationship somehow had been brought back together. And many times death brings families together. So Abraham was buried with his wife Sarah. And also notice in verse number 8, the last part of verse number 8, and he was gathered to his people. That is an interesting phrase, gathered to his people. The only one that was in that cave was Sarah. So obviously it's not talking about his ancestors. What it's talking about here, gathered to his people, it's not referring to his ancestors, since none of them was buried at the cave, but to those who went before him who died in faith, his people. Do you know our people are God's people? He was gathered to his people, those who died in faith. And if you will, Abraham, if you will, I have just a few minutes here. Abraham went, and when he died, he went into the underworld. Bible speaks of it as Sheol or the grave. In the underworld, and turn with me to Luke chapter number 16. We find Abraham. The Bible speaks of him dying. And while you're finding Luke chapter number 16, basically, Abraham just wore out. He talked about that he died a good old age, full of years. But his body just wore out. A lot of us are getting that way. Who said amen? About everybody said amen to that, okay? We're just wearing out. Our body is referred to in the scripture sometimes as a tent, okay? It's a tent. You don't see the real me here. You see, you know, the real me is within inside. You following my spirit. That's the real me. And if the Lord doesn't come before he calls me home, well, and I'm laid out here. Maybe they'll have my funeral here. I don't know what they do. May throw me in the lake and let the gators eat me. I don't care. I don't care what they do. But anyway, whatever they do with me and where my body's laid, that's not me. I'd be in the presence of the Lord. Paul talked about that, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Do you believe that? Amen. Amen. That is our hope. That's why we as believers should not fear death. Not fear. That I didn't say go looking for it. I want to live as long as God will allow me to live.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.